So, with that in mind, I come to come to today's gospel. You have this famous calling, Jesus entering into the lives, into the workplaces of these first apostles, and giving them a simple call, an invitation. Come after me, he says. Follow me, he says. I will make you fishers of men. In a very brief encounter, as Matthew records, there's enough that they drop everything. They make a change, a vocational shift. They drop their jobs. They leave everything behind. And they follow Jesus. Why did they make such a decision? Why did they make a decision like that? And what can that teach us about our own decisions that we make? So I'd like to take a shift here before, like, why do they do that? So as we gather here, Catholic Schools Week, in the ministry to the young, not only those in Catholic schools, but I see among all our children, because we have all of our formation opportunities represented here today. We have our Catholic school children. We have also have quite a few of our homeschool families, and we also have public school families as well. So, like, all opportunities are represented here in church today. And the question I ask for any path of formation that a family chooses is, how do we help our kids receive the beauty of this Catholic faith? How do we give our children the best opportunity to see what many of us have seen, that, like, this is God's love, like no other place can witnesses it. I just came back from the March for Life. I'm going to reference that a little later. But I got witnessed to on the March for Life. So we go on this adventure up into the north where it's cold, and it's on a bus trip, and you have to sleep on the bus. So it's tiring, but it's an adventure nonetheless. And on this trip, one of the seminarians witnessed to me. Some of our students pray for him, Ailey Poydras. I don't know, I think one of the 6th or 7th grade prays for seminarian Ailey Poydras. But he witnessed to me, like, what is the Mass? This is what he shared with the group that went on the March for Life. He said the Mass is three things. First, Jesus is the man. Second, God is beautiful. Third, he wants to make you beautiful. First, Jesus is the man. What does that mean? Like, we come to worship. God, you've given me 168 hours of the week. The least I can do is give you one back. Jesus is the man. God is beautiful. Like, the church invites you to enter into the heavenly worship. If you read the Bible, the book of Revelation, what we see is heaven, and what we do in the Mass is heaven on earth. And what are they doing in Revelation? It's liturgy. It's this communal action of giving God due worship. It's liturgy. God is beautiful. Not only Jesus is the man, God is beautiful, but he wants to make you beautiful. He wants to beautify your soul, so that what we heard in today's gospel, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. That light he wants to be yours. And so that your soul would not be a barrier, but would be a lens for others to see Jesus. He wants to make you beautiful. Okay, so ask this question, like, what is it to, like, give that to our kids to see, let them see that, and so they can have a free choice to receive this, the beauty, the objective beauty of the Catholic faith. Well, on the march, I shared with the students something I heard a few years ago. Three things that greatly increase a child's chance of receiving and living the Catholic faith, like that Catholic faith, that gift, surviving through college and all of that, and be able to like accept and live this. Three things. If a child experiences three things, he or she has a very good chance of developing mature faith and retaining it into adulthood. Those three things are parents who are disciples. Number two, having a personal religious experience of some kind. Number three, engaging in meaningful religious activities with other adults who are disciples. First, having parents who are disciples. I think in the old days, when I was growing up, it was enough. Mom and dad coming to church, and that was enough to give a witness and example to your children. My opinion is that the stakes have been raised. And what is a disciple? A disciple is merely one who follows Jesus. Not just 1 hour a week, but is willing to say, Jesus, you're worth giving my life. Again, according to your state of life, not everyone is called to so much prayer and so much dedication, but according to your state of life, to follow Jesus as a mom, as a dad, in your workplace, like bringing him into your daily life. A disciple, another way to put it, is those who have dropped their nets and followed him. Parents or disciples, having a personal religious experience of some kind. So that is, like, you hear, when I hear about young adults who in their 20s are still choosing to follow this Catholic faith, many times the stories have a similar theme. They say, I went to some event and I saw him in a new light. I experienced an adoration. I went to confession at a Steubenville conference. I went to this youth event. I went to this thing. And I experienced my faith in a new way. Third, engaging in meaningful religious activities with other adults who are disciples. The faith is not meant to be just received. Gimme, gimme, gimme. It's meant to be lived. It's meant to be lived. Now, as I share this, I understand that it may seem a little out of place to share this during Catholic Schools Week, because nowhere on this list is attend a Catholic school. All right? So it kind of seems a little uncomfortable, right? And I share this with you because I think there was a time in the United States where we expected the Catholic school to do everything. Here you go, school. All right, see you later, kid. And we expected that just dropping them off at the Catholic school was enough, and then that, like, it would catch. And so now I hear parents frequently say, my child, I can't believe it, we sacrificed for them to go to Catholic school, K through 8th grade, and now they're, you know, they've abandoned the faith of their childhood. I've come to realize that we, in the Catholic school, we can't replace the witness of parents. And I realized this when I was first ministering at St. Michael as chaplain there. I recognized, like, I can't replace a parent's witness, a parent's witness. And if the child comes to school and I tell them, faith is awesome, faith is important, faith is really good. If the child goes home and they never go to Mass and they never pray and they never hear about Jesus, that's two witnesses. The witness at the school and the witness at home. And my experience is that the witness at home usually wins. Not all the time, but the witness at home usually wins. And the children believe that witness over any witness I can give. And I think parents are waking up to this reality. As I see many of y'all here who are, like, I see you're trying to, you know, grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're trying to do that, right? But here's the good news about the ministry of a Catholic school. Is that no, we can't replace that first one. We can't replace parents. But we can provide opportunities for a religious experience, and we can, especially when the children go into high school, we can invite them into service opportunities. So Catholic schools are not meant to be replacements, but can be beautiful partners in sharing the good news and the beauty of the Catholic faith. So back to the gospel. Back to the gospel. Why do they follow Jesus? Well, if you read the other gospel accounts, Matthew takes his artistic license and he shortens the calling of the apostles. If you read the other two gospels, something happens. In Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 5, Jesus asks them to cast their nets into the deep. Simon Peter says, "Lord, we have fished all night and caught nothing, but at your command we will do it." They do it. There's a miraculous catch. Peter sees the light of Jesus, and in that light he sees his own shadow, his own unworthiness. He falls before Jesus and says, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." And Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." Jesus knows Peter's unworthiness. But Jesus' call makes Peter worthy. And then in John's gospel, when Andrew and John hear the Baptist say, "Behold the Lamb of God," they begin to follow Jesus, and Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" And they say, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus said, "Come and see." And they went and saw where he stayed and spent the day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Both of these examples are encounters. They met Jesus Christ. And they met with an openness of heart, and their lives were changed forever. So that's my desire. That's my desire for our young people here. Yes, those of our Catholic school students, all of our students, that you would meet Jesus Christ in an experience. That's why I promote for our high schoolers this Youth March for Life trip that we just went on. I see we have one of our students who went this year who is here at Mass today. Another student who came last year is here in church today. But it's taking risks like that. Not uncommon for a young person to have a different experience of the faith after going on the March for Life to D.C., where we go see these beautiful churches, beautiful liturgies, and hear beautiful witnesses of the difference that Jesus makes. Good. So, we pray in thanksgiving for the gift of faith, and the gift of Catholic education. We give thanks also for Jesus, who is calling everyone here, to walk closely with them, to invite him into their lives every day. And let us pray we may not be afraid to grow as a community of disciples, those who are willing to drop our nets and say, "Jesus, you're worth making the sacrifice of time on Sunday, and you're worth having a living relationship every day. You are worth it, Lord." Let's pray that we may grow as a community, not afraid to follow Jesus. We may share his good news with others. Amen.